Welcome to our Athletic Strength and Power podcast, brought to you by BiPro Instant Whey Protein Isolate. 1 pound containers or individual packets, French vanilla, chocolate, or unflavored, BiPro is the purest whey protein isolate worldwide. My name's Ed Sicali, and I'm with Athletic Strength and Power. I'm with John Rowan today. He's the director of strength training. I'll let him tell you a little bit about what his real title is with Penske Racing, and he trains the crew and everything like that.
I train the crews, the drivers.
First of all, John, welcome to our Athletic Strength and Power podcast, and it's really cool to have you aboard here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's great. Thank you. To give you a little background is that I moved out of the collegiate strength conditioning environment about a year ago. I had been in it about 20 years, and Penske gave me the opportunity to come over and take their racing program and transform it similar to a collegiate model, because as they've been going along with racing, we're starting to recruit more and more former college athletes. So they wanted to bring in a collegiate strength conditioning model so that we can maximize the performance we get out of those athletes. I was sitting at a table telling one of the other gentlemen that it takes about 2 years to really master the craft as a pit crew member. Because remember, nobody grows up wanting to play pit crew. We all want to play football, baseball, basketball. Nobody plays pit crew. So it's a new skill set that has to be mastered, and generally takes somewhere between 18 and 24 months. So my job is to help elongate the careers of our athletes so that, you know, it doesn't become 3 years and their body starts to break down, because then we only get about a year of actual quality work out of them. My job is to elongate their career, make it 7, 8, 9 years, so we maximize our value out of each of our athletes.
Mm-hmm. And John, here we are today at the Georgia Tech, actually it's the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Correct.
And it's the home of the Ramblin' Wreck, and here we are just 10 yards from the great football stadium that they have here. And you're one of the key speakers here at this Hammer Strength Clinic here at Georgia Tech today. Tell us a little bit about how, you know, your network and how you got into being one of our speakers today here at the clinic.
Sure. Coach Sisk and I have been friends for quite a while, and I've been down to this beautiful facility on multiple occasions. And, you know, through him and meeting Chris Dantzler, who is our local rep in Charlotte for Hammer Strength, I was introduced to Lon Record. Lon and Chris actually came to my facility. I guess scouting is the best way to say it. They came and they watched me coach a session and sat down with me and talked to me a little bit about the type of things I did. And when they asked me to present, it struck me as weird, because, you know, I thought, why NASCAR? But they explained to me it was more, you know, the way I designed my program and how it would be conveyed to not only collegiate strength conditioning professionals that are limited on staff, but also to high school strength conditioning, where they're limited staff with massive numbers of students, and how best to, you know, maximize their training.
Uh-huh. Once again, we're here with Coach John Rowan. He's one of the speakers. He's from Penske Racing. We're at the Hammer Strength Clinic here in Atlanta, Georgia, and at Georgia Tech. John, if you could tell us what's all entailed with, you know, a typical day for you.
Generally speaking, we are different than a lot of race shops, as we start very early. So our truck teams will come in at about 6:30 in the morning. We'll do a active warm-up with them, get them ready to go. Then they'll be in practice, at pit practice, from, let's say, 6:30 or 6:45 until 7:30 or so. At about 7 o'clock, my cup guys come in. I'll do some soft tissue work with them, get them warmed up, so that by 7:30, as soon as the truck guys are finished, we put them out. They start their practice. About, you know, 7:30, my Xfinity guys show up, and we actually do a full-on athletic workout with them at that point, which lasts for about an hour to about 8:30, 8:45. Then they'll start practice at 9. My cup guys will come in, and they'll go through their workout. And it's kind of the benefit of my job is, after 20 years of being in the grind of 6 to 6 every day, by about 10:30 every day I'm done. So I spend an awful lot of time after that doing individual work with anybody that wants to get some extra work. When our IndyCar pit crews are in town, we do work with them in the afternoons. So it's not quite as breakneck speed as I'm used to. But I'll be honest, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Well, that's very very interesting stuff, hearing about Penske Racing and how you train the different guys that you do. John, once again, thanks for joining us on short notice today here in Atlanta, Georgia.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Hopefully we cross paths again and you can give us more information about
anytime
how things are going.
Anytime. Thanks.
Appreciate it.